Among the church leaders going to Rome next week to meet with the Pope about the priest sex scandal is Cardinal Roger Mahoney of Los Angeles. The cardinal has not been a stranger to controversy in recent weeks. He has dismissed several priests involved in cases of sexual abuse, and he's under increasing pressure to name names. Just a few days ago, he apologized for transferring an accused pedophile priest without revealing the man's history. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Cardinal Mahoney says he made a mistake in 1988. One of his priests had been accused of child sexual abuse and sent to a treatment facility. Afterward, Mahoney sent the priest to work at a Los Angeles hospital without informing anyone of the allegations against him. Mahoney's acknowledgement, made to the Los Angeles Times late last week, came as he is trying to restore public confidence in the Catholic Church in the wake of the ongoing sex scandals.
As I said, I can hardly wait for this to be over, but will only be over when the last bit of the cancer is out of the body. And I hope that soon.
However, the cardinal is finding that the cancer may be deeper than he thought. Mahoney has steadfastly refused to give the names of most of the priests he recently fired. At a news conference a few weeks ago, the cardinal cited his concern for their victims, who may wish to avoid any media attention.
If the releasing of names is going to harm someone, then we won't do it.
Earlier this month, in email exchanges leaked to a Los Angeles radio station, Cardinal Mahoney indicated to his confidants that he had dismissed 8 priests, and he expressed his fear that he could, quote, get hauled into a grand jury proceeding because his attorneys hadn't yet disclosed all the names of the priests to the police. The Los Angeles County District Attorney Steve Cooley has been pressuring the cardinal to divulge everything he knows about the abuse allegations. Mahoney insists that the archdiocese has shared all the information it has. But Richard Sipe says the email messages and the refusal to name names create the impression that the cardinal still has something to hide. Sipe is an ex-priest who has written extensively about the church and sexuality.
If we are to follow the pattern, it's been very clearly revealed in Boston and other places that would not be the whole story, that the whole story would be that there are revelations about the way things have been handled in the diocese and by higher-ups.
What Mahoney knew and how he dealt with it was also a matter of dispute in a case over a sexually abusive priest in Stockton, California, where Mahoney was bishop in the 1980s. That case led to a $7 million judgment against the church in 1998. Jeff Anderson represented the plaintiffs in the Stockton case.
I referred to Cardinal Mahoney as the Teflon Cardinal because, to this date, the evidence that we have and have brought forward really hasn't stuck to him or in any way been made known by the public.
In Los Angeles, Mahoney dismissed the priests after adopting a zero-tolerance policy last year. That policy was a condition of a settlement involving another abusive priest. One of the questions dogging the cardinal is, why did it take a lawsuit to force the archdiocese to enact such a policy? In his news conference, Cardinal Mahoney said there's been an evolution in the church's posture toward sexually abusive priests.
I compare it to the way churches treated alcoholic ministers years ago. They was treated as a moral abuse, and it wasn't a disease, or there was no treatment, and so people were just kind of shuffled around as alcoholics.
After the settlement, the archdiocese set up a hotline to field allegations of sexual abuse. Police say that hotline brings in new accusations almost every day. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News.